I went to school for most of my life at a small school in New York run by the Ethical Culture Society, in which we had ethics class once a week for 12 years and discussed such issues as who to throw out of the lifeboat when there are too many people. And my favorite issue that kept recurring was the one about what you do if you're in a museum and it catches fire. Do you save the people or the pictures? And actually, this poem, it's called Ethics, and my proudest moment was when I found out that it was read on the floor of the United States Senate during the ethics hearings of Senator Williams from New Jersey. I don't know whether it affected the outcome. Ethics. In ethics class, so many years ago, our teacher asked this question every fall. If there were a fire in a museum, which would you save? A Rembrandt painting or an old woman who hadn't many years left anyhow? Restless on hard chairs, caring little for pictures or old age, we'd opt 1 year for life, the next for art, and always half-heartedly. Sometimes the woman borrowed my grandmother's face, leaving her usual kitchen to wander some drafty, half-imagined museum. 1 year, feeling clever, I replied, why not let the woman decide herself? Linda, the teacher would report, eschews the burdens of responsibility. This fall, in a real museum, I stand before a real Rembrandt, old woman, or nearly so, myself. The colors within this frame are darker than autumn, darker even than winter, the brands of earth, though earth's most radiant elements burn through the canvas. I know now that woman and painting and season are almost one, and all beyond saving by children.